Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. As some of you may know, I really enjoy riding my bicycle, and back in the day, believe it or not, I actually competed in bicycle races, biathlons, triathlons, and any other kind of lawns you can think of. I haven't ridden much lately, as I've been spending most of my time preparing, or free time, preparing for Appalachian Trail hikes. However, when I do ride, I usually go on one of four courses that I've mapped out around our home. There's a 10-mile course, a 20-mile course, 40-mile, 50-mile course. And like I said, I don't ride nearly as often as I used to, but when I do ride, it's still challenging and refreshing to complete one of those rides. And that brings me to this week's podcast leadership thought of refresh yourself. When I ride the 50-mile course, it typically works out the same way for me. I initially feel really good, lots of energy and enthusiasm. Then about a third of the way through, I start getting a little bit fatigued. And then when I reach the halfway point, my body begins asking my mind, what are you thinking? And then finally, I get to about the three-quarters point, and that's when my body and my brain now start shouting, saying, stop the madness, get off your bike, finish. But I persevere, and finally when I make it home, my legs can barely hold me up as I climb off the bike and wobble to the steps on our front porch. It's about at this point that my body and mind are thoroughly, completely, and exhausted. And you know, just like that, similarly, if you're like me, sometimes after a full day of dealing with challenging tasks or even challenging people, my spirit also gets thoroughly and completely wiped out, and it's in desperate need of some serious refreshment. The Bible talks about at least three ways for our spirit to get refreshed. First one is Proverbs 11:25. It says, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. That's pretty cool. So as Christ followers, each of us should be investing in, mentoring, helping others. And when we do, we get refreshed. I love that. Second one, Exodus 31:17, it talks about God making the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And then again in Exodus 23:12, it talks about working 6 days and resting on the seventh day so that everyone will be, and there's that word again, refreshed. You know, we all should find some time each week to invest in some rest. And so for you guys that are resting on Saturday or Sunday, be sure and tell your wife, you're just trying to be obedient to God's word. And I'm sure, just like my wife, your wife will be very, very content with your answer. All right, the last one, which is my favorite, is find time to rest in Jesus. So you get refreshed by investing in others. You get refreshed by just taking a chill pill for a day or half a day or whatever. And then lastly, and most importantly, you get refreshed by spending time in Jesus. So for me, typically I do that in the morning. I head out to my rocking chair on the front porch, and I just spend time with Jesus. I talk to him about his greatness, about how thankful I am for all that he has and continues to do in my life. I talk to him about the things I've messed up on and ask for his forgiveness. Afterwards, I'll pray for my family, for my coworkers, for my church family, and for others that God has placed in my path or laid on my heart. And lastly, I pray over what I'm about to read from his word. And then after I read a few Bible verses and pray over what the Holy Spirit wants me to learn from these verses, and more importantly, what he wants me to apply in my daily life from these verses, about that time I'm finished with my quiet time. But it's amazing to me how refreshing and peaceful I feel. In my spirit, there's just a warmness about it. And I miss it so badly when I don't do it for a day or two. And just like in Psalm 23:3, where it says, he being God, he refreshes my soul. And it's so true when you spend time with him. So if you have a daily quiet time, then I'm sure you know exactly how I feel. If you don't, boy, I would encourage you to find some time each day to spend with Jesus. I promise you, it will drastically change your life. It will help you, or it will help provide you with a more refreshing and peaceful spirit throughout the day. Hey, thanks everyone for listening. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope you have a refreshing rest of the day. Bye now.